Yeah, sure. Okay, so we can record. So
Run.
we're going to start the Canton Youth Services Bureau Zoom meeting May 10th at 7:04 p.m. Okay. And you want to approve the minutes from April's meeting? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from the April meeting,
Thank you.
2021. You're welcome.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so I guess that passed.
Aye.
Thank you, sir.
I'm abstaining because I was absent last month. This is Maria.
Oh, so the April minutes still pass. Okay. And then, oh, since we have John with us, yeah, why don't we jump right into the school reports?
Yes, let's let him go if he likes.
Absolutely. It's good to see everyone virtually tonight. It has been a continued push to our finish here right now. We're grateful to be in our last 4 weeks or so for schooling. And I'll share, as we shared in our Board of Education meetings overall, that our students are doing well. Those students who have been able to repeatedly be in class and have the opportunity for the in-person social emotional learning supports, the instructional supports, although different than what we've had and experienced in the past, we're seeing them make up gains faster than we've ever had in the past. And this is something that we're speaking to obviously globally, and we're continuing to work in a targeted way to support those students who still have some growth to be able to do and really meet their needs going into the summer and then going into next year. So we're really focusing right now on finishing well, operating wisely over our summer months, and then being able to start well, really holding hands between the next 2 years, because it's going to take a lot to really be able to support this mission of moving forward. So a lot of what we're doing right now is really developing our plans for our summer program. I've been very appreciative of the opportunity to talk with our folks at the Parks and Rec Department to talk about summer programming and summer planning. I'd say, unfortunately, we're not at a point yet where we've been able to find the perfect intersection of the two programs with that, but that's okay. I think that we still have some opportunity and options that are out there. We are sending out this week initial feelers out to families about registration options for this summer program that we're looking at for our Summer Academy K-5 to be able to get information on that. We also have our postings that are out for our summer program for that as well, and are continuing to work to get staffing for that. We're also working on our program for our 6 through 8 and our 9 through 12 programs that will include both kind of a credit and academic recovery, for lack of a better description for it, along with probably the best way to be able to describe it is a campy affect for it, for kids to be able to come together, have some problem solving around some general academic options for them, but to be able to do it in an engaging and fun way. It's all about being able to get our kids to really get that purchased interest back into schooling overall, so that we can start really well going into the next year. So those are some of the big things that we're working on right now. I would say one of the big things that we would appreciate support with is consideration for maybe some families who are not able to join in for our summer programming right now, but partnership to be able to expand some offering for participation in the Canton summer camps. What the research is showing us right now for what's being called accelerating learning right now, tutorial, one-on-one tutorial with an informed teacher is the best way to be able to go. But even pseudo academic group-based opportunities are still better than what some of the previous summer school programs might have looked like, with worksheet driven checklists. It allows kids to be able to have more of a connection back into a community and a drive to be a part of a program. So I would love for us to be able to find ways to continue to support all of our students in being highly engaged over the summer. I will share with you that as of right now, our preliminary lists that we have us at about 114 students that we would really love to have an opportunity to work either in our summer program or have some additional offering for them to be able to engage them for the summertime. So I hope to be able to have, I expect to have more data around that within the next 2 weeks. And if it's all right with you all, to be able to come back to you for a possible ask at that point for a next step. But I will share with you too, we totally respect the need for people to be able to get away. You know, if it's in the old family truckster, maybe it's a staycation somewhere. We understand that there's a need to be able to get away a little bit too. So we are developing some online asynchronous things for families to be able to work on with their kids, K through 12 to support them as well. So really trying to be able to fit the need wherever it might be this summer.
And then John, when I spoke and I explained to him the process that we already have set up to assist families in need, and that it's already established, and that we would go that same route again, unless someone told us differently, that we would start with Jessica. She would go through the process. She would give them whatever discount they were entitled to. Then it would go to Parks and Rec for whatever awards they could give them. And at that point, we would work with Bob's office about what we could do and how many families. We don't even know how many of those families are in need.
Right.
Or and camp versus school. So.
And I appreciate that, Lori. And that's going to be part of the letter that comes out from my office too, about just the importance and value of having your kids be engaged. And so there are multiple facets of being able to be engaged in something purposeful for the summer. This is one of the ways that we're trying to be able to do it right now. So I'll also be directly addressing that as well. So thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, wait, real quick question. Are you saying for the Board of Ed programs, you're saying for them to go to Jessica, Lori?
And Board of Ed provided free of charge.
Correct.
There's no cost to anybody going to Board of Ed program.
Okay, never mind.
This is Maria. The 114 families that are registered, are those, and apologies if this was in something that you covered earlier, but.
I don't know if they're registered.
They're identified, I think.
Oh, identified.
Go ahead, Maria.
I was just going to ask, are those families for the Board of Ed program, or is that for the summer camp, or are those two things connected, or are those distinct?
So that's a great question. And these are 114 that we're looking at, 114 students. And really, let me share with you too, where we get that number from. You get that number when you think about effective instructional practices. That's going to work really well for about 85% of your population. And then a 10% of your population is going to need another dip of something somehow. And then a 5% is going to need some more targeted higher level intervention. So right now, when we say about 114 or so, that's about 10% of this population that we're looking at. So there's where that number is coming from. This is focusing on the Board of Ed program that we're trying to be able to develop. And this is based on the numbers of people that we'll have sign up for it and the number of teachers that we have to be able to join on with us. However, we would love to be able to have this program that we're developing is only a half day. It's starting the week after the 4th of July weekend, and it will run for 4 weeks and run half days. We understand that parents may need more care and more support for their students, for their kids. So that's part of why we were trying to look and see, is there a way for us to be able to partner with the town to be able to have some extended care for some of our kids to be able to join in on that. So Maria, it's really exploring two separate but related things that I don't know that we've done this in the past like this, but I'm always a fan of trying some new things in this position right now.
That clears it up. Thank you so much.
Surely.
So I have a quick question for you. We're talking credit recovery. Half days for 4 weeks doesn't sound like it would be able to do what a student who really was struggling might have fallen behind on. So is it in conjunction with some online in August, or I mean, like, if
good, good question, Lori. So what I was referring to there is our K-5 program.
Oh, okay.
And then our credit recovery and our 7 through 12 program. That is a 5-week program, 4 days a week, full days.
Oh. That explains it. Okay.
Okay.
That makes more sense. Thank you. Yeah. And that would be for one course?
There are several different options for students. Basically, the way that it works with the programs that we're partnered with, you're able to take a pretest that really displays how much you actually know from something and be able to accelerate yourself along the way to really focus on what needs to be dealt with. So it's going to be something where it's an online program. This was very successful last year, where they're able to basically test out of the things that they already know and really be able to focus on the work that they need to do in order to be able to get credit and develop a sense of mastery and facility for the content for that. So this was very popular last year. Our department chairs and our teachers did an outstanding job of being able to reorganize, restructure content so that we can support kids. So
the K-5 is in person.
Correct.
The 6-12 is online.
So there will be online resources for that, but we're trying to privilege in person as much as possible.
Oh, good. Good.
So we would invite kids in still to be able to be a part of that. And I would say for our Canton students who are Hartford residents, CREC has been gracious enough to be able to provide transportation for those students as well, free of charge.
Oh, wow.
So that's excellent.
That's huge. That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so if I understand what you're talking about with your patchwork quilt, you'd like to see them go to something in the morning to learn and something to have fun in the afternoon, maybe conjunction with the two, you know, maybe the two would be meshed.
If there were, and Lexi has been so good trying to work with me to try and find a way to make this work. I think part of the issue for us is we're still waiting to be able to see what our numbers really look like. Once we've got an idea of that and we've got an idea of our need, we're gonna have more of a direct understanding of what the next step will be for it. But yes, I will absolutely say I would love kids to be able to have some academic engagement and just some fun. Everyone deserves a little bit of that right now. One of the reasons I came to Canton actually is in one of the Board of Education beliefs is that every child deserves a childhood. If we can provide some of that for our kids to really support them, I really want to support that, because I think that helps to be able to develop a real well-rounded person.
Great. So we'll know more next month.
Yeah. That's the hope, and I'd love to be able to keep in contact as we move forward with it. I also want to thank you all for the support with getting Michael Shelby to come and present with us on 10 days from now, on the 20th. We're very excited about talking about technology addiction and how to be able to navigate these waters right now. We think that this is a very salient, very important topic. It's very timely right now. Part of our hope from the Board of Education Communications Committee was to make sure that as our families were going into the summer months, and there's that temptation to be able to sit and get and just be immersed in screens again, to really be able to help them to understand where lines can be for some of that and how to be able to deal with some of those challenges that come along the way, so that our students can have some childhood time this summer in a different way.
And folks, it changed from last month. Last month it was Scott Driscoll and Michael, and I don't know exactly when, but somehow it changed and now it's just Michael, right?
Yeah, all sorts of magic behind the scenes and abracadabra. Here we go.
Okay.
And you're all set with all the publicity. We've got the flyer and we're sending it out and stuff.
Flyer, social media. It's even picked up on several other youth organizations in the area. Mike has put some information out through his own organization as well. And we have capacity for about 500 people for that evening.
And you're all set with, if they have questions, we're all set with all that.
Yep, we're magicians here.
Ah, well, whatever. Okay, yeah.
Are you gonna record it, John?
Yes, it will be recorded and we'll post it as well.
Great.
Yeah. That's one of the outstanding productive disruption elements that we've had through this whole thing, right?
Well, it's true. Posting it is great.
Okay, and then the third thing you were going to talk to us, John. John and I started talking about the survey, and it occurred to me that he's the magic man for that too. So I sent him the information from CEREC that we got. CEREC has cleared time for us the first week of June, and since it's so, like such a segue from COVID to doing an online survey, John, why don't you tell us where you stand on how you think? You said there were some other things you were doing, but one of them was very, very brief, and one of them was very different. So when
I was talking about absolutely. So one of the things that we do every year is a survey through an organization called Panorama. They do some work with school climate and community. We're also going to be using their equity and inclusion, their diversity, equity, inclusion instrument this year as well. All of the work that they do is norms based across the entire country. So it gives us an idea of where perceptions are for our community just overall. I'm speaking with the representative from that organization, Panorama, I think tomorrow or Wednesday. And we'll be putting the timetable together for that. What we will likely do then is have this CEREC survey go out during that first week of June, separate from the ones that we're doing in our other classes, and we'll likely put it in during one of the chat times that we have at the high school.
So what age was that? That was...
Well, that's what you all need to help me. I didn't have my minutes when I was talking to John. So we can only do 3 grades. They couldn't do 4. So if we can...
Well, no, I meant what age was John doing?
So these surveys go out grades 4 through 12 for us. They don't take the same explicit questions that this CEREC survey does. That goes in a little bit more in depth. But the questions that we are looking at are more about affective within the school environment versus youth community needs.
So well, for our CEREC, we just need to give John 3 grades that we want to do because they were not able to do 4. Maria,
I think,
do you want to advise us?
Yeah. Well, I think last time I was trying to remember what we did. Was it 7, 9, and 11? Because if there's some continuity that we can keep with, that's what I would endorse.
Last time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So, John, that's what we'd like to do then.
And I would agree with that that's the best way to be able to go forward with.
Mm-hmm. Apples to apples. So I'm really excited that we can pull this together at such a late hour, but that seems to be John's strength. You just
magician, I get it, magician. Well,
he thrives under pressure. There's something about this.
That's what it's been for a year and a half now, right? So This is what we do. We're excited to be able to get back to a little bit of a sense of normalcy with this.
I mean, CEREC didn't get back to me until a couple of weeks ago, and then they were going to hire someone who's going to do it for us. And then all of a sudden they could do it first week of June. Then I appealed to you. Can we do it? So it's amazing.
Well, the thing is, it's a good time to be able to do it, as you say, because we are in the middle of doing a lot of Zooming and doing a lot of online things. So it should be less disruptive than if we had to do it in a regular school setting.
Okay.
Yep. And so they Lori, said they just around in about 2 weeks. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. And Lori, I'll just look to hear more from you about being able to distribute the link, but I'll talk with our administrators about that in our weekly meeting this Friday.
So I probably will put you directly in touch with CEREC and get out of the middle.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, we want you to figure out what time works best for you during that time.
Well, the link and all that, yeah.
The logistics of it all should all be your doing. We're not gonna bother you with that.
Sure.
So board, we'll have results by the end of June, which is amazing. Then we can go forward with programming.
Any other questions that I might be able to help you all with tonight?
No, I guess not, but please just keep in touch with us, you know, when you think that you know when the students, if you have an idea how many students and what the needs are, Yeah, because that's what we do. We do like to help you out there.
I have one more. What's the distribution, if you know, of those 114 and the different three age brackets you gave us? Do you know?
It's about 10% per grade. So that ends up being about, 15 to 18 per grade level.
Okay.
Well, I have one other question. It's a little unrelated to what we're saying, but Justine and the Resilience Program, I don't know if you've spoken to that issue, Lori, if you brought that up again, but I was just wondering where we stand with that for next year or whatever we're going to, I know it's a tough question, but.
Well, no, it's a great question. It's a right question. It's just the function of where our efforts have pulled us to right now. It's the perfect storm of what Justine has needed to be able to do from the Farmington Valley Health perspective versus, what we've been able to offer right now. So it has been very effective and successful. We're going to continue to work with her coming this next year. Actually, I'm going to be in for a conversation with the health district tomorrow. So I'm sure we can connect on that a bit and put our plans together for next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, because it's a very... It's a very well needed program, a much needed program. Yeah. It's tough to get it all in, I know.
Mm-hmm. John, I can do anything to be helpful on May 20th, please let me know ahead of time and I'll be happy to be there for you.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Would you like to host it?
I think Michael's actually going to host it.
No, he is. It's all right. I was just joking.
I think he was joking, but he's one of those guys. No, I guess, does anybody have any questions for John? Because I know you're probably very busy.
Been a long
Thanks
day,
so right? much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for time for coming. And and if you ever come and you want to speak on behalf of anybody who cannot make it and you have some of their needs that you know they need, please let us know.
Oh, yeah, John, you said you were going to talk just really quickly about reintroducing guests. Should we save that for next time?
Reintroducing guests, refresh my memory.
Oh, either principals or designees or advisors or kids or all that. You said that you were going to, why don't we do that next time? It sounds like you haven't had a chance to think about it.
It's fair.
Okay.
But I do appreciate the opportunity, to be able to address our community at various different, in various capacities. I appreciate that this is a committee that is coming right alongside to be able to provide advocacy for kids in a whole host of different ways. And so I appreciate that connection and the opportunity to partner together. I would encourage you all too, as we continue to do some of our work with strategic planning and even in some of our initiatives around equity and supports of students, think about opportunities to be able to join in with us as we continue to refine the story that is Canton to make it, increasingly better told better articulated so that we can really meet the needs of each and every one of our kids within this community. So appreciate your support and wish you all a great rest of your meeting tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Okay. That's three things. Cool.
But it's funny though. When I brought up just to mention that we're voting on the budget, he was very defensive about it. He can't talk about anything. That was really interesting. I didn't expect him to talk about anything. I just was just trying to mention that we do have the budget to vote on tomorrow. It sounds like people have been putting pressure on people not to speak. I don't know.
Please do. I was just thinking maybe we could discuss this after the meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
That same thought. Good. We'll spend a few minutes afterwards if everybody likes to chat about that.
Okay. So the next thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So do we have any more? Did anybody have any more school reports that we didn't cover, if anyone knows?
Unless they submitted them to you. I don't think we heard from Ruth or anybody else.
I haven't heard of a police report. You haven't either, I guess. Okay. Well,
we haven't heard a police report for I think two or three months, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the counseling update, if Lori wants to
Sure. Not much has changed. We just have a couple of people in counseling. We're ready, willing, and able. And I did mention to John during our conversation that we haven't seen the referrals that we expected to this year, and to keep talking it up. We had one this month.
Oh, right. Right. And then, okay, how about financial report? Rachel, you're very nice about that.
I bet. So, quiet month. We didn't have any expenditure in April.
Yes. So, yeah, well, there's that.
But I did put in the request to Taryn for the additional scholarships, and she is working with the town to get those sent. So that is all good. And I will check up with Taryn probably sometime this week just to make sure that the money did go out. But she said she'd do it, so I'm fully confident that it'll occur. And then we received all of the grants. So all money has arrived, which kind of cracks me up because June is the final fiscal month. So we finally got all our money. Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
So, and we are going to probably be rolling then, unless, you know, we have some large expenditure with the scholarships, sorry. I'm part of an organization called Scholar Scripps.
Oh boy, that's funny.
Scholar Scripps?
Yeah, it's a fundraising organization, the Scholar Scripps. So I keep messing it up.
Oh.
So that'll be nice. So that'll use a good portion of our budget. But yeah, there's not much to talk about since, we didn't spend a dime in April.
No invoices from therapists?
No, not a one. I didn't ask Taryn. It's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes they pile up a little bit and then the town pushes them through. And I'm not really sure, to be honest, if it's on the town side. I know historically that was the case, or if it is the therapists delaying sending through the invoices. That I'm not sure.
There was one invoice that I recall came through from a call. It was April 27th, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Something. So there's an Insight invoice that did come through.
Okay.
It didn't clear because it's at the end of the month, but it will reflect in April when it does get pushed through from finance.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Speaking on that too, though, we just need to vote for pre-approving funds to McCall for the upcoming year. And then we have to ask Bob, I believe, or someone has to ask Bob if that's okay as well. But we just need to have it in the minutes that we voted to prepay McCall.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. I'm walking my dog and I must have gone out of reach. So I left the meeting and now I'm back again. But anyway, my understanding, and sorry to be jumping in, so forgive me if I'm off base here. My understanding from two meetings ago was that we were just trying to get organized for the end of the school year and our budget. Yeah. And so my understanding was that the board directed me to ask my finance department to invoice for whatever insight groups would happen between then and the end of the school year.
Yes.
But anyway, then I think somehow that got,
Lexi didn't seem to be aware of it. So when she got it, she said it rejected, but that is exactly what we asked for. So
because it did get rejected. I put it through to finance, but it's because they also need it. Like, you requested it, but it wasn't actually voted on in the past minutes. Because they did ask in the minutes where it was voted on that motion gets done. Like, any money spending has to be voted on. And when I was listening to all the recordings, it was not voted on previously.
It was a budgeted expense. So I didn't think we've ever done that before. So,
but we were talking about next year. So when I just, and tell me if I misheard, but Lexi, we're not talking about pre-billing for insights all the way through next year. We were talking about, and it doesn't matter. I mean, we can, however it works, it's totally fine. So if the way that the town wants to do it is that only after the service has been delivered to the students, then the invoice is generated and sent, we can, that's how we've always done it for, you know, 100 years. We can keep doing it that way. But I'm not sure sort of where the breakdown exactly happened, but we,
it's a misunderstanding, Maria, you're right. Because like, for example, we paid Justine for a whole year ahead and it was never a problem. So I think we're down to the fact that at this point, it's almost over anyway. So it's going to be like, the check will be cut by the time it's done anyway. But if what we're hearing from Bob is something new that we have to vote on it. I mean, we paid for a whole year of Resilience Grows Here, way ahead.
I actually wondered if it was that caused maybe a little wrinkle.
Let's vote on it tonight and get it done. But again, it's just this year. You're absolutely right.
Well, it wasn't from Bob. It was from the finance department. I think it's because they actually listed dates on there. So like, for example, we're on May 10th now, right? The invoice itself lists like May 12th, May 20th, June 1st, like all dates that have
for the end of the year. That's what we asked.
Yeah, and that's why they sent it back saying it hasn't happened yet. And I explained that to them and they said, well, is it voted on to do that? I was like, not formally. It's just like a request, but not a vote.
Well, we actually vote on the budget, right? And we did vote on the budget, and there's a line item in there, right, for McCall, is there not?
Yeah. And I think it was just everyone trying to, you know, do a good job, make sure all the T's were crossed. So let's just vote.
I think so too.
I think it was.
I think it was just a little bit of confusion. People wanted to make sure everything was, you know, as it ought to be, and it was a different to procedure previously. So
plus there's like a new finance officer too, like we have Coombe over there, so
the other thing is, do we even need a vote? Because if we're just going to like, and I feel like I'm kind of wearing two hats here, but if we just kind of follow the procedure that's always been in place, and as Lori points out, we're mid-May right now, if that is comfortable for everybody, I don't know if we need a new vote to change anything. Why don't we just keep it as it always has been? And
yeah, that's fine.
I don't think we need a new vote either.
Okay, so we'll just bill after the service is delivered and let that stay in place.
If we could just keep on the billing and keep it really close, because what we're trying to do is get all the bills paid in June, if we can, so that we can utilize this fiscal year. So
historically, we've had trouble getting the bill. And so we were just trying to be sure we had it. So now if we just keep the one we have and it's accurate, we submit it after the last date, we should be good.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. And I really didn't have anything else about to speak about on finance unless anyone has any questions.
So Rochelle, we will be getting an expenditure for the survey for SERAC, CERAC.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be about $3,200, I think, was the estimate.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly.
Everybody's okay with the grade levels, right? We're all good. I know we wanted more, but we're okay.
It's okay. We're...
What was the letters for CERAC? How do you spell it? S-C-A-R-C?
Nope. S like in Sam, E like in elephant, R like in race car, A like in apple, C like in car.
There we go. Thank you.
Sure. So that will be coming through in June, and we'll get that in this year. Please come on May 20th, everybody, if you can possibly do it.
Yeah.
Tell everybody, post it everywhere.
One thing I didn't ask, because I figured you got it covered, Lori, just so I know. What did you decide to do with the attendance so they know who's coming?
John would not prefer to do it that way. He does not want to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, and a questions, how is he going to do that?
He is going to handle that. He's going to be the host, as he put it. He's going to take the chat questions and bring them to Michael.
Oh, you mean, oh, well, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
It could be a lot, depends on what our attendance is. I mean, originally at 100 and I asked him to expand it because if you're putting it out to multiple towns and youth groups and regions, I didn't think 100 was 100% adequate. So he expanded it.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I just started to ask. Oh, okay.
Good questions.
Now, what about, oh, so we're all good with that. Okay, should we go to Lexi? Did you ever report for us? Like, have you gone to any of the meetings we needed for KSEC?
No. KSEC, I don't do. I go to the LPC ones.
So. I meant to say, yeah, because
yeah, that's okay. I know I get them confused too. I finally got them down like last year. The next one is next week for the LPC. So
you're going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I can go to that one.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, nothing else to report. No real scholarships have come through yet. I'm just trying to think if I've seen them come through.
Lexi, is the pool open this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Lexi, is the meeting that you go to Wendy Cooper's group Amplify?
Yes.
So are we doing anything for National Prevention Week?
From them, you mean?
Well, I know they provide materials, and I didn't know if maybe we should put some of that on our Facebook or share it in other ways.
Yeah, we certainly can. I think I have an email from her for Local Prevention Week, too. I didn't get a chance to really fully look at it yet, but I can share it with, like, Lori or Sue if they want to put it on the Facebook page.
When is it, Maria?
Right now. Today's the first day.
Oh. Hmm.
They're all pre-made, like, great materials that you can really just share.
Lexi, how about putting them on the Facebook page?
I don't have access to you have the Facebook page for YSB, or was it Glenn? I don't have access to it.
Oh, I think we all do. Anyone can, but I don't have the materials, so...
You mean like share it? Oh, you mean like share it as an outside person, not like logging into it?
Yeah, I think the post would just be approved. You could post it.
Okay. Okay.
But easier than passing it to us and having us post it, wouldn't it?
Yes.
If it's all prefab and you can just, that's great that it's all ready to go. I also wanted to get the flyer up there and I don't know why I was having such trouble posting a PDF. It just seemed, it gave me trouble.
Facebook, it's very weird. It's hard to post a PDF. I don't remember if I ever actually did. You have to make
it. I was just going to say that. I've never been able to post a PDF.
What, it's not me? Yeah. Okay. I thought it was something that I was doing and I was almost embarrassed to tell you all, but I can't seem to get that flyer onto our Facebook page.
It's just very weird. It won't let you do it.
It probably has to be an image.
Yeah.
To take a picture of the flyer.
Yeah.
That's, you can use like the snipping tool to take a picture.
Yeah.
Scan maybe? Scan it?
You can scan it. If it's on your desktop, you can take, it's like a thing called snipping tool, or if you have like Windows 10, it is called.
Glenn, are you up for the job?
If you want to email it, you just want me to post the flyer?
Yeah, you got it, right? Everybody got the flyer, right?
So yeah, I can take a picture of it and get it, make it into an image and then post it, yes. I can do that.
Don't forget to use the second one. The first one had an error that Maria caught in some text that wrapped into a picture. So make sure it's the second one, please.
Okay, I'll make sure it's the second one. Got it.
Thanks for your sharp eyes, Maria. The other thing I wanted to say is our Narcan all expired in May, all the Narcan we gave out.
Already? Whoa.
And
it's been a year.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
But they extended it. They there's you can tack another 12 months onto it. They came
Diane Sinero is super nervous about it, and she keeps asking me to replace hers.
Who's this?
Diane Sinero.
Oh.
And she just got them in February.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, then maybe our RBHAO can switch them out, Lori.
Well, I was just going to say, what I did is I called Marcia at Amplify and asked her.
Yeah.
She said that she'd switch them out. There's only 40 kits, and I bet you she has new ones by now. But I'm surprised that we got, I think we just got ones that have been sitting around a while, probably.
Yep.
So that's there. I'm waiting for her response. She said yes originally, but then never really made a plan. So I gave her another nudge yesterday. That's all I got. So Lexi, nobody looking for applications for scholarships so far for any summer programs?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen any come in.
Okay. What you got left, Sue? Anything else?
No, I was just going on to new business, if you have any new business.
For me, sorry.
Sure.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't have anything either, though. I wasn't sure who you were asking.
No. I just, if, you know, we don't always talk about what we want, like for new programming.
Well, I want to wait for that survey now. It's just another 6 weeks till we'll have that.
The survey, right.
And then I think we all need to remember that next month is budget month. We have to get the budget done. So I think we streamlined the process last year where we, Rochelle, correct me if I'm wrong, but we basically looked at this year's and tweaked it, or the previous year's and tweaked it. And if we did that, it didn't take that long to do.
No, it really didn't. We just kind of rolled it. We didn't have new programs yet, but it was easier because we knew everything was still closed. I mean, now as things are opening up, we might want to think about some new programs. We might be able to revisit the borrow a bike through the library, working with the kayak.
At least budget money for it. And if it can happen, great. And if it can't, at least we chuck some money in. John was talking about a biking program too. Go ahead.
The dollars through the American Rescue Plan that came to Canton, do we know where those are being directed? And will any be in place for kids and families and their mental health needs?
Where would they have been gone? To the town?
Yes.
The dollars? I don't know where
they are. There's a published list, and I can't remember where I found it, but you can find every town's allocation because they really wanted to look at municipalities and the cost, that towns took on in order to, you know, keep people well and safe and everything else. So I think municipalities have been looking and planning for these dollars for some time, but I hadn't heard because I probably haven't been paying enough attention what Canton's plans are for those and if any have been earmarked for kids.
Yeah, I haven't heard. And when I spoke, I think if they have come in, it will be a little while to sort through it and figure out where it's going to be allocated, to be honest.
Oh yeah, the towns are thrown for a loop by this.
Yeah.
A good loop, but a loop.
Yeah, I mean, they did receive some FEMA money, of which a portion of it should be coming to ISB in theory, because we submitted, but we don't know when it will.
This was subsequent to that.
Yeah, and they said they have no idea when, how, where, but our expenditures were included in that FEMA application. So in theory, some of it should come to the YSB. So I just periodically reach out to the finance contact, but last time I did, they still don't know quite what to do with the money. So
I know we won't have the survey results back by the time we're going to do budget planning next month, but I wonder if we can set aside some time after the survey results come back and we can understand what the specific needs are, that we can maybe do our kind of wish list brainstorming. Because I don't know, we're seeing an unprecedented level of acuity in terms of mental health needs for across the lifespan, but certainly adolescents. And so I just, I'm hoping we can kind of sit and think together about what we can do to help.
Well, I agree. One of my families has three kids in the hospital. It's intense.
Oh my word.
Yeah, the thing is, understandably so, I guess the suicide rate or just depression rate of perhaps committing suicide with these young kids has gotten so high. I mean, understandably so with what's going on. I mean,
interestingly, did you see that it went down? Suicides went down in 2020 by 17% in Connecticut. It went down by 6% in the nation. It went down by 17%. And what folks are theorizing is that for a large part of 2020, people felt like in other times of crisis, like a war or anything else, that we were all in this together. What we've seen anecdotally at my organization, but then also the statewide trend, is that it's been since the reopening that as sort of, you know, we've seen a rise in school shootings, we've seen a rise in self-harm, we've seen a rise in, you know, mental health symptoms. And there's a lot of kind of moving back away from the collective and to the individual. And so the accumulated trauma over the last, you know, 12 to 14 months is now showing. Mm-hmm. And so it's very interesting. And then also something I think we as a group should be paying attention to in terms of those trends and, you know, what we need to do to kind of get out in front of it.
I have an
idea. To the extent that we can.
What if we meet not our regular week? If we have enough notice, what if we don't meet the second Tuesday, Monday, but why don't we meet the third or fourth, and then we'll have it, maybe the fourth. We'll have the, we can combine into one meeting what we could do with the budget and the programming, with the results.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. With Linda, what is the, does anyone know the process for changing a regularly scheduled?
I would say you could just have a special meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say it might be better to tack on
an additional meeting.
But my point was that we would budget with the survey results in mind.
Like, no, that's what I mean.
Right.
So like, keep our regular meeting. Let's try and maybe keep it just to any really, you know, keep it small, like any guest speakers or anything. And then just have a special meeting. Perhaps.
Yeah, because then we don't have a July, and it would be a long time to know.
Right, we don't. Yeah. Well, does that sound good, Maria? I mean,
Yeah, I think so. And I know, I mean, we don't have a magic wand, but we do have, you know, we're going to have some good data, and we have some resources. And I would just, you know, I have a lot of respect for this group, that there's a lot of heart here. And I think, you know, if we put our heads together, that we can come up with something that, you know, and you know what, I'm just thinking out loud, if we do that special meeting, can we make sure that we have some school administrators in the room, Zoom or otherwise?
You mean,
John and I talked about it. And
John
was interested, and he said to me, you know what we could do? We could have these meetings where another meeting could be created, where the principals and the administrators could be at this meeting and meet some of you. And I'm like, that's what our meeting used to be.
Did you tell him that?
I did. But he's just coming in naive and new, and he doesn't understand that that's exactly what we used to
do. I got to be honest with you. Drew DePippo was pretty good about it when we did it at one point, and then I don't know.
Can we also invite other folks? Our own town folks as well.
Well, I think
I think it'll be a town meeting, so we can, sorry, go ahead, Lori. Couldn't we invite
let's just invite people from the community to say, hey, let's work together on the fact that I think there's a toll being paid right now. And it was a lull, and it was a nice lull for some things, right? But Yeah, you're right. All this stuff's happening again. Shootings and other things are happening. But I have a feeling it's going to be like that. Well, I agree with you, Maria. That trauma is special. I mean, if you're a young person, you lost a year of education in many ways, right? I know the schools did the best they can, but it's just the stress at home, the stress levels at home. I mean, it's all gonna come out in the wash, I think. And I think that let's have the whole community together and figure out ways that we can come up with strategies. And we have money, and I think we do have a good heart. But working with the schools, working with the town social services, working with other community folks interested in this.
What if we invite
the only therapist? Potential pitfall that I can see is that in the past, the school system has been very protective over that survey data. So I think we just might want to put some thought into how we do this, because I'm trying to choose my words.
I understand.
There's very sensitive information in that survey data that I think this group, there's a degree of trust that the town and the school system has in this group to be able to look at that and make some, kind of guided decisions. And then I wonder if, and I don't want to overcomplicate or overthink this, but I wonder if we kind of, together with the school and maybe Lori, some of the therapists are kind of cadre of therapists, look at that in a space that's, a bit private. And then we take those recommendations and put them before the town. I don't know.
I do understand. And I think it's the right way to go. I do.
I'm not feeling that protectiveness with John. I could be naive myself. I'm feeling like he's simply going to get the link to the school and get it going. I hope that's true. I don't feel that same thing that was going on last time. We're paying for it. He's helping administer it. It could be that changes, but right now it feels like he's helping us get this done so that we can get our data.
I think anytime any of the coalitions that we host through my organization does that survey, there is a bit of a process to like kind of digest it and then have some messaging because it's very sensitive. And so it's you don't want to inadvertently do harm by publishing the entire set of results. You want to, you want to distill it and then have some helpful excerpted messages that actually feel productive.
That sounds like two meetings to me then. Like there's one meeting where we just meet with the schools and we digest that, right? And that sensitive information then, and we just look at it and react to the data and say, okay, here are where the needs are. And then we get with the community and say, okay, these are the needs, without getting into any sensitivity, and just say, okay, how can we address these needs as a community?
Exactly.
So I think that makes, I was thinking the exact same thing, Glenn. So the special meeting is simply the board. And if you want to invite the therapist, that really might make sense to me.
But not the school, or the school is part of the board?
Oh yeah, school, but not public, school. Not other organizations, not other communities.
If they're administering it, they should look at it, and we'll look at it together, yeah.
I think we should be looking at it together. Yeah, it's just my opinion, Maria. I think we and the school should be looking at it together for sure.
Yep. And I think that our therapists are an intricate part of both of us. So
yeah, that's fine too. But I think the school needs, I don't understand. Well, all right, here's my question to Maria. How does it usually go when it's mailed back with the results? Do the schools usually get it, or the organization that sends for it gets it? How does that usually work?
I've seen it a few different ways too. I think, it goes through the process that we're talking about though, where, there's work to be done. It's raw data They're going to come back to us with results, but it's, there's a lot of raw data there. And, you know, there might be, there's some answers that, because we're in a small town, could be identifiable to the writer. And you don't want that out for everybody to see. Those kids are going to feel very exposed. Mm-hmm. Families may feel exposed. I just feel like we have a degree of responsibility to you know, respectfully go through that and figure out what the recommendations that we would make from it would be. And I agree, the school should be part of it. They are our partners. They are members of this body. And then we can go from there with the public. I don't know how this works in terms of, because we are a town group and what we have to, you know, what rules we have to follow in terms of who has access to our minutes and all of that. That part, I'll defer to somebody else. But in terms of,
I think we process, can go. We can,
well,
go.
The minutes are public unless you go into a private meeting, then they don't have to be.
Oh, okay. Say like we can do executive session or something.
A special meeting, and then you just say what the title of the meeting's for. But it's a special private meeting. You can do that, which I think we got to do. Yeah, because this should not, because this one could, this one we're doing now, anyone could see. So yeah,
right.
We'll go into executive session to look at the results. Executive and also session. We'll make sure all board members have a copy of them to look at.
If you go into executive session, well, yeah, the board, well, here's the way it works. You know, the board usually has to be in on some of the intervention, what they're gonna do. So yeah, they have to know this results. They need to know the results. The board and the school needs to know.
The way I'm understanding CEREC is that they're going to deliver results to us since we hired them. That's how I'm understanding it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And we work with the schools and yeah, we have to understand, it's sensitive information. It's not something that we're gonna be sharing with the public. What we share with the public is, here are some recommendations about programming.
Right.
But it is my understanding that the board as well as the schools have to be involved in this. But you know, we can talk to schools about how they want to involve the board. But I know that when I was in the board at the time when we were doing the survey, we were involved. So
are you talking about the board of ed?
I just
board
figured that out myself.
I'm talking about the board of ed. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking about the board of ed. Sorry.
The board.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't make that clear. I think that they need to be privy to this too. This is something that, you know, because listen, if you're on a school board and something gets out of town somehow and you didn't even know about it, that's not good. So yeah, they have to know about this. We were very knee deep in the survey. We
5 minutes.
They got to look at it and see it before it went out to the public. So that's another thing. The school board and the school needs to be aware of this with us, not the public, before the public.
You mean the recommendations?
Public. They're not public.
Do you mean the recommendations, though? I mean, the only thing we went out to the public would be our recommendations, not the...
No. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is we got to see, when I was on the board of it, we got to see what the survey was, what the questions were asked, and how that we didn't see what kid answered them. No, but we saw the raw data.
And
because if you don't give the board the raw data and somehow we come out and say we did a survey, blah, 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 it'll get, the board needs to be on top. They need to know exactly, because it is sensitive information, and they need to know exactly what questions they're going to, you know, might be asked by the public, and not to be blindsided. That's all I'm saying.
Well, are they, okay.
No, you got it. Because they, you know, they're not going to do anything, but they need to know. They just need to be aware. I include them with speaking with the school is what I'm saying as far as.
I don't trust the people from the schools to represent. Okay. Okay, we can talk more about this because that's just adding a layer of complexity, getting the Board of Education.
I'm not adding it. I think it's going to happen. I don't know that I'm adding it. I think that it's just a knee-jerk. I think it may just happen. I'm not adding it, but I think the schools mentioned it.
I think if we have Kevin there, that's all we probably need.
Kevin's there, he can deal with the board.
Exactly.
But
I agree with that. Yeah.
I don't want to deal with the board. That's it. We just have different missions.
Well, we need to have Kevin there. So what Kevin can do is talk to the board and say, this is what, okay, yeah, they don't necessarily have, okay, but if they're not there, well, they don't have to be at the meeting. I guess we might make myself clear. If Kevin is there and he says to the board, this survey was done, it'll probably be on one of their agenda items, that this is what's being done by, you know,
by the and I'm okay with that.
And this is some of the results that came out of it, and this is what's being done. What I'm trying to say is before you go to the public, that's all I'm saying. You don't have to have the board, I guess I missed.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need the board of editor meeting, I guess that's what I'm saying, I'm sorry.
Okay.
What I mean is that before it goes out to the public, the board of ed needs to know what's happened before we have that.
Yes, and that's what Kevin should be able to communicate.
I guess
that makes
sense. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, now thank you, that clears it up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I mean, I think that we can get to the point where, since we're going to get it this year, we can say there has been a marked increase in vaping among middle school children. We're going to put emphasis into programming on that this year. I think those kinds of statements are candid and appropriate. And
exactly.
And they're based on data.
With intention.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of thing I hope we can say out of, you know, the kind of data.
We can say that, right? That doesn't reveal anything sensitive. It just says this is what the results are telling us.
It's important that we bring that information to people because it's real information, not it seems like, or there've been a lot of, you know, I don't know, incidents or things like that. It's real data. Mm-hmm.
And from our community, yep.
And current, very current. That's huge.
Well, I think that helps parents too, because parents still aren't sure how to deal with this vaping thing. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. Did you all see there was a PDF on the note from Sarah, on the email from Sarah? She had a PDF of an actual sample from a few years back. She's going to have, by Wednesday, she's going to have an actual one for us that you can all look at. An actual survey for us to look at.
Great.
So everyone can comment on that before it goes to press or whatever it is, not really press. To cyber press.
Oh, okay.
All right, we good?
Yeah, that sounds cool. Was there any other new business or? I'm sorry, I've got to put this
around. Matt, we haven't heard from you today. Everything okay? You're still muted.
Yep. Yeah. No, everything's good. Sorry, I was at lacrosse game and now I'm finishing baseball. But no, it's
you're
good.
Cool with the baseball there, Matt. Wow.
I agree with the surveys. It's the way the school rolled it out to us. We just got the summary of it, and I think that's the way we should roll it out to the public when we get it too. So kind of the same way they did it before. But everything sounds good. I saw that PDF that was attached to the email today. Looking forward to the whatever one they send to us, and I'll respond to that. All good stuff.
Thank you. And everybody, I just want to remind you, it's Lisa's last meeting next week. So if you have any prospective board members, we are suffering a great loss with the loss of Lisa.
Yeah, she's really added a lot. She really does. She's well connected with the community and such, and she was good.
So we'll be in need not only of a secretary, but of a vibrant member like she has been, if you know anybody. I mean, I know they just appoint someone.
Recruit? Are there?
We don't. They send us someone. We didn't even.
Well, we don't recruit, but what we can do is get people to go and write a letter, and then they'll be picked. In other words,
there's nothing stopping us from saying, hey, would you like to be part of this? And
the way I understand it is those lists come out of all the vacancies and people at random respond, and then they're.
Well, that's exactly right, Lori. But I guess what we're saying is if we know of anybody.
Oh, yeah. Push them on to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess what you're saying, we cannot say choose this one. Although I have written letters to Bob saying we really like this person, it's really good people. So we could do that. But I mean, if we know of somebody, try to get them to apply. Because it's not like people are bowing in on the doors, I don't think.
to do community service. So, okay.
Well, I think that's actually, that might just be a messaging issue because.
Yeah.
there's so many people that, you know, are involved in a million things in this town. Do they know that we need them? I think we just have to kind of, you know, get the town crier out.
The vacancy list is long. When you see that list, there's usually an opening on every committee. Have you ever seen the email that comes out? It lists every single vacancy on a town.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow.
And anybody, anybody could say, I want to be part of this group. Anybody go on the website that sees that. But we don't necessarily.
What are you trying to say, Glenn? We're not elite.
Yeah, but you could
say. No, what I'm saying is we might want to be thoughtful about who we join with our eliteness. How's that? Like,
oh, gotcha. Are you in marketing? That was very good.
I am not.
John must be in marketing. The way he speaks, it just rolls. It just rolls.
I know. I was wondering. Wow.
Good.
Well, anyway, but just before we adjourn, I just want to make a reminder that tomorrow is voting day. So we go to the referendum. It's 6 to 8 p.m. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Is that correct? Yeah. At the community center, just reminding people.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Just a town crier. I don't know.
PSA. Very well done.
Okay. Yep. Does that mean we can adjourn at 8:09 p.m.?
8:09. Yep. All right. I got to join a work call now. Lexi.
Oh, no.
If anyone wants to stay on and talk with Sue afterwards, we'll stay on a couple
minutes. Oh, yeah, if you want. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night, everybody.
Bye. Bye, Rochelle.
Night, guys. All right, good night, guys. I'm going to put the host to you, Lori, so you could stay on.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I guess.
Recording is still on.
Oh.
Thanks, Lex.
Oh, well, yeah, now you got to stop because I transferred it.
What are you going to say?
You gotta.
It's still recording.
Yeah, you gotta hit the pause for the recording because you're the host.
Oh, now I have to do it?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. I transferred it before I stopped.
Got it. And yes.
Is it stopped?